Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
High of 88 degrees today in your storm team forecast under partly cloudy skies, humid as well, with a slight chance this afternoon of some thunderstorms. Low down to 70 tonight. Right now it's 72 in Milwaukee. We're bringing Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski. Niz, and it's your fault, the least popular person at yesterday's Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame golf outing was your poor wife, who had to answer for how come it was raining the first six holes.
Yeah, I for sure heard all about that. It was tough living yesterday because while she was at the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame outing, I was at the Mac Fund outing yesterday. So both of us golfing at different events and same outcome. Yes, rain definitely hampered the play a bit.
What do you see here for today? We've got this slight chance of some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Yep. Are these humidity fueled kind of pop up storms?
Yes, in a way, but I do feel a little bit more comfortable about like the timing and location a little bit. Still scattered and still not guaranteed. Yesterday was a scenario where I hate to say it, but like they could have really popped up anywhere, and you know, and some of us would get 200ths of an inch and another could get over an inch. And today it looks more like I think our inland spots, our western spots have the best chance, and that will be later on in the afternoon. I think our chance of a storm here in Milwaukee is actually pretty low today. So I think most of us are going to end up being dry, but it's just the inland spots, I would say between like 2 and 7 o'clock have the best chance of those pop-up storms.
Hey, Niz, it was June of last year we were talking about Canadian wildfire smoke and its massive impact it had on our air quality. Right now we're watching that wildfire in Chico, California. Most of the Northwest, Montana especially right now, it's blanketed pretty heavy there. How likely is it that that makes its way over here?
Yeah, so what the scenario that would bring that here would be a significant cold front, that would switch our wind back out of the west or even northwest. So it would ride along high pressure out west. Right now, we're stuck in a very warm and humid air mass. So basically, our air is coming from the Gulf of Mexico, coming in from the south. So we really don't have to worry much about the wildfire smoke for the immediate future. But if those fires keep raging, and the next time we get some nice, refreshing air from the northwest, that likely will be riding along a ridge out west and originating from California, so a chance that it could have some of that smoke. So certainly something we're watching, but looks warm and humid all the way through the weekend. So I do not foresee any of that wildfire smoke or much of it affecting us.
We talked about this a month ago when we were getting rain every other day, maybe every night for a while there.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to turn it pretty dry in a hurry.
No. My yard got really dry.
Yeah.
Up here in Grafton, honestly, I looked at my gauge and I got my fancy little thing where I can look back the entire month and whatever. I've had two rains, over a quarter of an inch in July. That's it. I believe it was two Saturdays ago and then maybe on the third or something like that. So I haven't had much. I've had less than an inch of rain all the entire month here. So there are spots that have seen a lot more than that. There are spots that have, you know, seen less. And that's kind of the nature of July. the people haves and the have nots with the rainfall.
Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski. Appreciate it, Niz. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you bet, Vinny. Hey, did you go see Twisters or no?
Not yet. It's on my list.
Okay. Get it in there.
Good. I'll report back to you. I promise.
All right, see you, buddy. Bye.
Niznanski gave Twisters a thumbs up.
Yeah, two thumbs up. Right. That means something from the chief.